What is up, guys? Max, would you like to take the intro?
Yes. Welcome to the first episode of our new podcast, baby. This is the People Pleasers podcast. I'm Max. Ivy. And yeah, we talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And today, what are we going to talk about, Ivy?
Conventions and fandoms.
Ooh, conventions and fandoms. I think I cut out. Did I cut out?
Yeah, you fucking did.
It's so embarrassing, because I can tell when I cut out, it just says I'm not talking.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry about that, everyone. Do you want to start off?
Sure. So me and Max are going to Comic-Con, which is super exciting. Because we love, like, furry stuff. We're part of fandoms. We want to cosplay. Overall, we're super pumped. Right, Max?
Yes, I am so fucking excited. I don't know if any of you have heard of Camp Camp, but I'm gonna be David from Camp Camp, as that's who I'm cosplaying as.
I don't know if anyone's heard of this tiny, tiny fandom. Like, it's not that big at all. Like, there's only, like, 100
It's so unique.
Yeah, it's called Star Wars. I don't know.
Yeah. Basically, so indie.
Basically, I'm going as a Tarkin, or a Grand Moff Tarkin, but like a young girl version, because that's what I am.
A young lady.
Yeah, a young lady. So, yeah. That's pretty exciting. Max, what do you got to say about it?
About you?
what do you have to say about the the convention?
About the convention? One thing is I'm so excited to see people that have the same interests as me and people that like I know that character or something like that.
Same. Okay. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I was looking at the artist alley. Or the artist Sally part, and there's an artist who makes big posters of Star Wars stuff. Ooh. I want to buy that. Holy shit!
That's really
cool.
There's
also like a lightsaber vendor. I want to see if they have anyone's that interests me. There's a lot of Star Wars new stuff.
But what about the furry stuff? Is there any furry stuff there?
There is an artist alley.
Ooh!
I know.
I wonder if my mom will take care of my mommy.
Yeah. This is so exciting, guys. Basically, it's not the real Comic-Con. We're just calling it Comic-Con because we're not gonna say like the actual con, because that would reveal like right where we fucking live.
Yeah, that'd be a little scary.
Yeah, but it's like a smaller one. So I'm hoping it won't be as anxiety provoking as like a big one.
Yeah.
Sidetrack. I know about me. I'm not sure about Max, probably too. I fucking hate crowds to the point where I will like go outside and just start fucking crying if I'm.
Yeah, same. We're the same there.
It's the fucking worst.
The best part though is we're gonna be there together, so we can go outside and cry together.
I know. We can just be like,
there's too many people here.
We did the same thing.
Oh. Instinct.
Yes.
But yeah, I just realized this is the farthest we've gotten into our podcast, because we have had many bloopers.
Yeah. Like, there's one where I'm like, Max, I'm so angry with you, fuck you. There's
yeah.
Literally one where I say that.
It's because I was like, guys, my cat cut me.
Yeah, but we're getting sidetracked. Let's get back to the convention.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm very nerdy. Max is kind of nerdy, but in, like, a alt way. He's, like, alt nerdy. Like,
what is alt nerdy? How am I cool nerdy?
Cool alt nerdy is where you're nerdy, but not about pop culture things. You're nerdy about small things that not a lot of people know about, like camp, furry fandom, you know, shit like that.
Yes. Good omens.
So you're good omens. You're alt nerdy.
I see.
So we're both nerdy in our own ways. So this is super cool just to see a bunch of other nerds. I don't like to just be like, I'm a nerd, guys. I'm a quirky and I'm so cool.
Yeah.
But no, like, truly, this is like the place of geekdom.
I have never been to a convention in my entire life. I haven't even thought about it until recently. And
I've wanted to go to one all my life. Ever since my friend was like, yeah, I just went to a Splatoon convention. I was like, holy shit, I want to go to a convention for shit I like. So jealous.
I just never saw the point because I was like, I can enjoy the stuff I like at home. But then I realized when you see people in person or you get to meet people that enjoy your interests, it's such a big thing. It's like, whoa, you like something I like.
Exactly. I think that awakening probably happened for you when you started like meeting people online who like similar shit, you know?
Yeah, but I rarely do that. Like, I rarely will meet people that like similar things. I know it seems like I do that a lot, but it's hard to find people that like my special interests, like my good omens interests. Yeah, camp is hard. It's hard to find people that like my interests, especially when they're small.
Yes. Sort of like how, there's this game I like. I can't think of the fucking name right now, obviously. But, like, not a lot of people like it.
Is it Celeste?
And yes, it's Celeste. Thank you.
Oh, I knew it.
And it's, like, really only popular in the trans community. Because there's, like, a bunch of, it's, like, a trans character is the main character. But, like, I just want to meet another, like Celeste fan. And honestly, I'm sick of them all being trans. I'm trans, but, like, come on, guys. Have some differentiating. They're all like, hey, I'm trans. I named myself after Madeline. I dyed my hair red. It's like, girl, I don't care, okay? You're all the same.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can get that. But we should get back to the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Ow, my fingers.
Sorry if I offended you if you're named Madeline.
And your hair is red.
And you're trans, and I'm sorry, but...
Where are we going to post this podcast?
What?
Where are we going to post the podcast?
Spotify. Anyway.
Just ask me where we should post, where we're going to post the podcast.
If you're listening on Spotify, YouTube, anything like that, congrats, because I just, like, thank you for listening. Like,
congrats.
This is a small podcast, obviously, we just started, and we're small streamers on the VXE, so we're not exactly, like...
We're not exactly famous.
Or famous. So, yeah. Supporting us, and, like, just having, like, someone view it, just means the world.
Yeah, it does.
So, if you're viewing this, I applaud you, I thank you, and honestly, tell us how we can improve.
Yeah, please.
Like, if you're on YouTube, leave a comment. If you're on Spotify, look us up on Twitter at MiviXe.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So.
Anyway, what's our next topic? What should we talk about next? I feel like we've kind of messed up. Sorry, I laughed so loud. It's gonna be so annoying when I inhale my own voice.
I can just mix it down.
Yeah, good idea.
But guys, next we're gonna talk about
after you went into a coughing fit.
We're gonna talk about weird fandoms.
Okay, I want to start with one thing, a fandom that I'm so concerned about, but I enjoy so much.
I think I know what it is.
You don't. You have no idea.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna DM it to you so I don't look dumb if it's wrong. But don't say I'm wrong. Just say you're right if you're right, okay?
No, I'm gonna say you're wrong. Nope, it's not. That's not the one. It's actually Garfield. It's Garfield.
That's what you said you wanted to talk about.
I'm gonna get there. I'm just talking about one of the things It's Garfield. I'm really concerned for the Garfield.
Why?
Have you ever heard of the Garfield iceberg?
No.
Well, it's a thing, okay? I'm gonna send you a Garfield iceberg.
Alright, if you're on YouTube, I'll link it. But, okay, just explain it to me, Max, because I want to entertain the podcast.
Okay, well, I'll just send you the website of the Ultimate Garfield iceberg. I'm going to put it in
general.
Okay,
and I'll explain it, okay?
All right. Oh, I'm going to talk about it. Basically,
all right, you talk about it.
There are levels to the Garfield iceberg. There's level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5, and level 6. And as you go down the iceberg, the more creepy they get, the more absurd and unusual they become. And these are all, like, comic strips and games and videos and things like this, where it's, like, it starts off, like, weird, but not, like, insane Garfield videos and comics and things. But then it gets insane. It's unhinged. And I used to love this stuff. I used to watch these videos.
Give an example of some of this shit.
Okay, well, there's one comic where, well, there's multiple comics of this. Garfield is like a spider creature. It's like, let me, I'm gonna look it up real quick. It's actually terrifying. I don't know why that's like such a big part of a lot of them. But it just is, okay? And apparently Garfield as a spider is such a terrifying thing to think about. That's like a thing. And he haunts John, or there's this one where John has the body of his cousin or someone in his basement. And, like, things like that. Or John is insane and imagining that Garfield is there and can talk and things like that. But I don't know too much about it. I don't know too much about the iceberg. But I do know that this fandom is so... it's absurd, but it's a great fandom to be in, because there's shows, there's multiple shows, there's you can collect so many Garfield figures and things like that. And I'm saying this because I used to be in the Garfield fandom. Now I know it's such a weird fandom to be in, but yeah. Do you have any words on this, Ivy?
Well, I'm looking at it and I see Garfield talks with God, and I googled it on YouTube. It's fucking weird. I don't like it. It's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. I think I've heard that one before. I've seen it.
So, yeah,
I'm sure you didn't expect me to go on that deep of a hill, but,
Oh, I'm actually concerned for your well-being, though.
Yeah, I used to be obsessed with this shit. Like, I thought it was hilarious, because it was. It was really funny at the time. Like, now I look back at it, I'm like, okay, what is going on? Why did I think that was funny? But, I mean, it is kind of funny.
Garfield talks with God. That is fucking funny. But it makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay. You got a fandom you want to talk about?
This isn't really a fandom. This is just a sidetrack. AI art of, like, a god. I'm not very religious, but AI art that's, like, supposed to depict a god fucking makes me cry, and I don't know why.
It's scary, though.
It is scary. Because it's always, like, some, like, figure in the clouds or something. And just thinking about it fucking freaks me out.
Like, bitch, stay out of the clouds.
Yeah. And part of me is like, what if this is, like, really true? You know?
Yeah.
As someone who's, like, non-religious, that's fucking, like, freaks me out. I don't like it. I don't like it when AI is like, hey, this is what your Lord and Savior looks like.
Your Lord and Savior that is not your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
I gotta make some tea. Should I make some tea?
No, because we're podcasting.
I know, but can you keep them company and talk about your thing when I make some
sure.
tea?
All right. Sure.
I will be really quick. As quick as I can be. Like, at least 2 minutes.
Okay, guys. So, I want to talk about Star Wars. I personally really like Star Wars, but I know a lot of people who don't. Cough, cough, Max. He thinks it's lame. He thinks it's, like, not cool, it's not funny, it's not entertaining. And I say to that, there is so much Star Wars media out there that unless you just hate all sci-fi, there is no way in fucking hell that you're not gonna find it entertaining. Like, if you like any other sci-fi, there's enough media that something's gonna be entertaining. There's the Book of Bounty Hunters. There's the Book of Boba Fett, which is copied from the Book of Bounty Hunters, basically. There's all the movies. There's one that tries to be like a horrible comedy for like children. There's one that gets super dark. And there's a bunch that just kind of stay in the middle. Then there's like action in some of them. Whereas there's like political stuff in some. I like the political stuff personally. The books like feature like the Tarkin Doctrine. Cool shit. And there's just so many characters. You're gonna find one you love. Whether it's Omega, the fucking 100% genetical match that just somehow turned out to be a girl, that just makes the theory that the Jango Fett's a trans mask even more likely. Overall, I love Star Wars. And, yeah. But although there are some weird things, like, for an example, Star Wars is owned by Disney. If you don't know, Disney is fucking weird. There's just conspiracy theories revolving Disney that are like too fucking creepy and weird not to be seen as like, okay, this might be true. There's just, and also like the Disney parks, literally every day, they have to fucking get to vacuum up people's ashes. Not really a problem with Disney, no. Just like fucking gross. Yeah. Also, they're super overpriced. If you want to build a lightsaber that's probably worth $50 and like you have like some fun, it's worth $250. $75, maybe $100 is understandable. But the same price to get into the fucking park? Disney, fuck you. Like, I have Disney Plus, yes, I enjoy it. Because obviously, how am I going to enjoy Star Wars without it? Pirate it? Dude, I'm not going to jail. No. So, my point is that the Star Wars fandom isn't exactly weird, but the weird part is the company who controls it.
Alright, I'm back.
Also, the new movies in Star Wars fucking suck, IMAX. Like, the ones with Rey? Okay, this is a big pet peeve of mine. If you know anything about Star Wars, you'd know that Rey chose the name Skywalker at the end of the movie. Because, like, she's technically related to Palpatine, the main evil guy. But it's like, a symbolic thing she chooses the name Skywalker. But, like, what the fuck? Okay. If you don't know the plot of Star Wars, the plot is she gets really close with the Solo family. And then she, like, goes away for a bit, to fucking, like, meet with Luke Skywalker, the last of the Skywalkers. And during which, he's, like, a dick to her the whole time and is like, so if you're gonna try to command me to come back, I'm gonna teach you why the Jedi Order sucks. Which it does suck, but if there's a literal fascist dictator ruling the fucking galaxy, maybe you'd take some initiative and be like, okay, I don't have to bring back the Jedi Order, but I can fucking stop this fucking, like, 17-year-old kid from taking over the fucking galaxy and killing everybody. Maybe just a thought. But no.
Sounds like you're arguing with someone who made Star Wars. Like, I feel like you're yeah. talking about the fandom, right?
But no, Disney fucked it up so badly. So the fandom's fine. But Disney? Fuck you. You ruined it.
Right. Why would you talk about the fandom of that?
What?
Why would you talk about the fandom of it if the fandom's fine?
Because I just need to talk about it, Max. So in conclusion about Star Wars, Rey either should have chosen the Solo name, as she was basically boyfriends with Kylo, so Kylo Ren, i.e. Ben Solo. She viewed Han Solo as a father figure. And she obviously viewed Leia as a mother figure. So, Rey, what the fuck's wrong with you? Also, one last note before I get to whatever Max wants to talk about next. In Star Wars canon, if you kill Palpatine, his soul comes into you, right? You become as evil as him, all that stuff. So tell me why, after Palpatine explains this to Rey, and is like, so kill me, strike me down, Rey fucking kills him and strikes him down. You dumbass bitch! He literally told you what would happen if you did, but you're so angry that he, like, killed your parents and, like, is your uncle, that you're like, no, I'm gonna fucking kill this bitch. And you fucking annihilate him.
That's
what he wanted, you dumbass. All right, Max, what fandom do you want to talk about next?
All right. Well, let me think. South Park. South Park is a good one.
All right, tell me.
So, you know how in South Park, most of the main characters, well, all of the main characters really, are children.
Yeah.
This is a big problem. I, as someone who used to be in a fandom of South Park, I see this as like a huge issue. People sexualizing
it. Okay, I know where you're going, because I know someone like that.
Oh god, that's terrible.
Not gonna say who. But I know someone who's like, reads Cartman X Kyle.
Oh god. Oh no.
What was that bad?
Very bad.
Why?
It's I think it's an anti-Semitic and a Jewish guy.
Oh my god.
They're both children.
Oh my god.
But basically, a big thing in that fandom is sexualization of children. That it's like fucking crazy. When you look, you could look up South Park fan art, right? You could scroll for like 2 fucking minutes. I swear, I bet on my life there'll be some weird ship art there.
Should I try it?
Yep. Go for it.
No, okay.
Just look up South Park fan art and just scroll in the images, and then you'll find something. Something I swear is gonna be weird.
I'll do it.
But yeah, it's one big problem with many fandoms. Actually, when we're just talking about fandoms as a whole, is so many fandoms have this sexualization problem, and most fandoms, a lot of kids are in them, right?
Yeah.
So it's such a weird problem that is like in every single fandom.
I scrolled for a second.
I know.
It is four images down.
See, this is what I mean. I have not even done this before, and I knew it based on how bad that fandom is at that. There are so... Yeah.
Another four images down, another one.
Yeah.
I missed one, 3 images down.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. And they're children, and that's the thing. There's like no people talking about it. There's like, some people will be like, if you openly post about it, like, and you're like, if you put your name on it and stuff like that, people will be like, oh, okay, that's a problem, right? But if people just see it on the internet, it's fine. If it's just out there, or it's so out there, it's everywhere. People are just fine with it.
Another example is My Hero Academia.
Oh my god.
It's an anime, and they look like adults. They're like, oh, it's fine, but they're... And also, because some people are like, but academia can also mean college. Bitch, no. They're canonically 16 through 14.
Yeah.
That's why I left the fandom. Because, like, oh my fucking god, dude.
I feel like you could take any single fandom, and there would be some tiny aspect of sexualization in it. Whether that be, like, big or small, but, like, that's in every single fandom.
Yeah. But it's just a lot bigger in some, you know?
Yeah, like the furry fandom is a big one.
I remember I just wanted to see, like, a wholesome Deku X Bakugo thing, because I thought it would be cute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to know what the fucking was?
What?
It was a book titled Mineta Gets His Way. Now, Mineta is a jokingly horny character.
Ew, that's just gross. As a teenager? Yeah. Like, they portrayed that in the show? Okay, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, he literally grabs multiple people.
That's really gross. Okay.
That's another reason I left. Because, like, why are they portraying this teenager as, like always, like, it's like a joke that you, like, punch him for it? But it's like, dude, he's a teenager, and he's also, like, being, like, Peeping Tom?
That's fucking weird.
I know, like, whose idea was this sort of thing?
Yeah. And I believe that there are a lot of fandoms where, you know, it's
like Star Wars.
It's like a great fandom. The fandom is great, and then there's just those people, right?
Yeah.
But fandoms like South Park, it's so hard to find people that aren't like that.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. It's so weird. And same thing with My Hero Academia, I believe.
Yeah, Star Wars is kind of a different way where it's not sexualization. It's more sterilization. Where, like, there's neckbeards who are like, oh my god, Leia wore a slightly revealing outfit, so that means, this is like, alpha males who suit up, because this is not allowed. Women aren't allowed to wear what they want to wear. That's the thing about Star Wars. There's so many fucking neckbeard-ass motherfuckers. You know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, this podcast has been 24 minutes. Max, you want to end it here?
Yeah, sure.
Alrighty. Bye, guys. Stick around for another podcast.
Hopefully it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't horrible. This is our first one, keep in mind. Give us any feedback in the comments, please, okay? Bye! Bye.